I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran targets the West in a tit-for-tat response to heavy sanctions, executing a dual citizen and sending a Belgian aid worker to prison. Recent hangings may have paused the protest movement, but Heart for Iran's Nazanin says the unrest won't stop. There's just too much anger.
During the midnight, when it's quiet, they open the window and they shout from the houses, "Death to Islamic regime, death to Khamenei."
Fear and anger are two sides of the same coin in Iran.
The government raids the houses and tortures them. The fear is really paralyzing some people.
Heart for Iran's call center offers the hope and peace of Christ.
When they call him, we give them strength. We encourage them.
And for years, Spoken Worldwide has worked with the Church of the Nazarene for theological training. Ed Weaver says,
"We've partnered with them for a number of years, teaching their leadership, particularly in West Africa, how to use stories from Scripture as a way to communicate the gospel and in their outreach efforts. But they really wanted to begin to train some of their leadership and more theologically, but they still were running into, no great surprise, the inability or the lack of desire to read."
Spoken created orality-based theology courses. So far, over 17,000 church leaders have gone through those courses. A team of five work on the project. Weaver hopes these 17,000 leaders can form a network and continue to grow. The course can be used across Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, so ask God to strengthen them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.